This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
This coming Thursday, for one night only, something spectacular is happening in Joburg. There will be a night of song that will see the first public performance of the choir with Brindy, alongside a special appearance by Brindy and Matt, Grammy voting members and SAMA nominees. Brindy Klavinsky and Lior Levy are my guests now to tell me more about this unity celebration. Brindy and Lior, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. Great to be here this morning.
Tell me a little bit about the Brindy Klavinsky Choir and Matt Choir.
So I've been directors of a few different choirs over the years, but I've never formally started my own choir. It's a very new project, started about 2 to 3 months ago, so this will be their first performance. The choir is comprised of girls and women from the community, all different ages. We have girls from age 10 to women,
much older.
It's very exciting, and it's been wonderful to see their growth and development over the last few months. And I'm excited to have the opportunity for them to perform and for the community to come and see them for the first time.
You call it unity and harmony, and what is your intention? What was your intention?
So I guess there's two aspects. There's the one aspect for the actual girls who are coming to the choir. A lot of them have never performed before. Some of them never sang professionally before, and it just gives them a new space to have that kind of outlet. And I wanted them to have the opportunity to perform, with world-class facilities. We're having, an amazing sound guy who I work with for our shows. So, I'm pushing them out like first time. Something like, I didn't realize we're going to have to perform. I did mention it, I do feel that that's something for them to look forward to, so that the practices have an end goal. And then for the rest of the community to have something to come and see. It's a women's only event, and there's a whole bunch of amazing musicians that I feel very privileged to have to come and who are going to be performing, including Sharon Spiegel-Wagner, Laurie Strauss, Yael Benjamin, and others.
All names very well known in the community, absolutely talented artists.
I feel very lucky that they're going to be coming, and I think the women in the community are in for a real treat.
But isn't it nice, though, to have our community support each other in such a meaningful way?
Definitely. I feel it has been, the response to the beginning of this project was amazing. I kept on having to make more auditions. It was one set, and then there were more girls, and such an enthusiasm for this project. So I realized that it's very, very much needed. And we do have, we have, like Linda Zulberg did this amazing production, and there are productions, but what I am excited about this project is the consistency. The meeting weekly, and that's what's hard about it. It's not always fun and games every week, and now it's tiring, it's close to the show. But I think for me to know that there's now a space for anyone who wants to sing, no matter how they sing, or if they've been professionally singing, but if they want to be there. And I think a lot of it about, it's not only about how they sing, but it's also about
upliftment almost.
And also just about, it's been amazing to see the group and the dynamics within the group.
It's a lot of a very random mix of girls from all different, it's like you said, like a unity project almost.
Right. So it's not only about just being very, you could be very musical, and if you're not committed and not want, coming and having that consistency, it also doesn't work out. So there's a balance.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you find the balance between enthusiasm that makes up for lack of talent?
These girls seem like they're passionate about music. I would say majority of them, if not all of them, are very much amateurs, like you said, haven't performed before. It's also interesting for me to see, because I was, a little bit way less experienced just a few years ago. And it's incredible to work with like almost see the process from the other, from the objective view.
So Lior, what is your role in putting the show together, and what have you learned?
So I'm basically Brandy's assistant.
Very lucky to have Liora as my assistant.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity that came across. I was recently, I played quite a big role in Linda Zilberg's latest production of Alice in Wonderland, Alice the Journey.
Which was absolutely magical.
Thank you. It was a great, great opportunity, like transformative for me. Yeah, she actually mentioned to Brandy, because Brandy was looking for an assistant, someone to work with, also maybe a little bit younger, could, you know, help you out, be an extra voice. Mrs. Zilberg suggested me, and I was very keen. I was like, I have a lot to learn from Brandy to, you know, how to teach girls a little bit. And yeah.
She's also in the choir.
Yeah.
So Brandy, yeah. your life in music started at Wits University when you got your degree in music. Tell me a little bit about your path.
So it started more when I started playing guitar when I was about 16.
Okay.
I started composing around then, when I was 16. And then I only started formally studying music, yeah, at Wits University. But my first album came out a few years after, when I met my husband, now to be. He also studied music at Wits. And so I would say I love composing and I love arranging. And that's why this choir, it's special to me, because I'm really enjoying the process. And it wasn't something new, so like I already had all the arrangements, most of them for this choir.
So is everything original work?
No. The songs that the girls are performing aren't my own original songs. They some of them are own arrangements, but I do hope in the future for them to be singing some of my own compositions.
And the concept of a choir, I mean, South Africans actually love choir music. And whenever you go to like a corporate function, often they have a choir partake. And I'm just going to brag on behalf of UJ University, because I was recently at a function where the UJ choir is like a professional choir that really comes together in such a meaningful way. It's such a part of South African music scene that isn't really promoted as much. And I don't know if you feel that having a Jewish choir adds to
that. There's for sure a need. I've been told over and over again how much of a need by people that are, you know, let's say like my principal, Rabbi Sussman, he often says to me, you know, take your talent and go use it. There's for sure like a need for a Jewish woman's choir, like you said.
Yeah, there's so many benefits. I mean, we can't even go into it here. But just like the emotional benefit, being part of a team, being part of a group, can be difficult maybe for some girls who, you know, there was some interest of, you know, highly musical talented girls and women, but they felt like, oh, I have to be in a group. And then, you know, there are rules, there is a routine, and you are part of a group. But it's quite amazing to see how every single girl and woman, no matter how musical they are really all contributing, and I really do believe it. I'm not just saying it. I do see when there's some girls not there, like it makes a difference, and they all are adding to it. They're all adding in their own way. Obviously, there's some solos, and I think it feels good singing in a group and seeing what you create together that you can't create on your own. I think it's just such a nice outlet for them to have something, you know, different from their academics, something else that they can come weekly in, and they have a space where they belong. And I also think, you know, it doesn't make a difference, like I said, their age or their personalities. We have all different types of personalities, and some of them who actually need this to give them confidence. So I think it's very beneficial. I've seen some of the girls really coming out of their shells and also making new friends, because there's girls from all different schools. And we actually have, I think it's quite an important thing, that was Liora's idea. We have a box where everyone puts in their phones, like the girls who do have their phones.
That is a very good idea.
Because the first session, we didn't do that. And then I realized even when there are times when they could talk to each other, they wouldn't, because they would go on their phone. So now they get to actually, I mean, when do we ever go and switch off our phones? So I think that's really a great aspect to it, that it's a social, there's a social aspect. And besides, obviously, for, you know, what they're learning and the skills that they're learning, and then the outcome of it, but the actual process of it, of having a place to come every week where they're accepted and they belong and they can all be there. They all have something that they can contribute.
I'm going to ask you as my last question, and we're not giving out the details of the show for one reason only, and that's because it's already fully booked. So that's you'd have to know that, which also is testimony to word of mouth and the fact that there's a need out there to see it. But I do want to ask you about becoming a Grammy voting member of the SAMA nominee. How did that happen?
So, well, the SAMA nomination was in 2019. That was for our second album, Ruth Avenue, for Best Alternative Album. And the Grammy voting memberships started last year, just under a year ago in July. Was very surprising, but I was recommended by Professor Jeannie Zadel Rudolph, and I was accepted because of my, you know, I had to prove that I have a certain amount of music that I've made, which we already have two albums, and we also have an EP, and just like the musical work that I do, I also run a music program called Free to Be Me, and then. Yeah, so that happened, and that was really amazing, because now I network with all the other Grammy members within the Academy.
So exciting.
And can also vote, and yeah.
So I know Craig is going to want to play some of your music, so I'm sure Chai FM has a list of music that he would like to play, but thank you for coming. Just before we go to our break, let me tell you about the following. If you have a small business, think about this. Imagine you ran an amazing special offer, and imagine Chai FM told 125,000 people about it. Imagine we also posted your special offer on our social media platforms and listed you on our website. And imagine you could do all of that on a month-to-month basis. What would that be worth to you? Chai FM has a special stimulus package for small businesses, and you should get in touch to find out more. Email info@chaifm.com or send a text to +27, which is obviously South Africa, 61-895-1019. And we'll call you. 101.9 Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of building community business.